You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Friday edition, and I thought I was going to have more time, but apparently I'm not, so I'm going to have to maybe cut one or two stories that I was planning to go over, because I want to focus in on something that over the last several years I've been giving shows on. And I simply don't have the time to go over the entire history. But there was a news story that Trump was considering instructing the Department of Justice to prosecute both Hillary Clinton and James Comey. And apparently he got advice from his counsel. They have a White House counsel not to do it. And he didn't do it. That's something to be emphasized first. He didn't do it. But big lie media is all in a flutter. Well, I kept saying to myself, wait a minute. If people have committed crimes, felonies, why shouldn't he instruct the Department of Justice to prosecute them? He should. Oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, he's president of the United States, and the Justice Department is underneath him, and so are the other departments. He was elected to be president. He was elected to enforce the law. The people that voted for him, and I'm not one of them, I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton because I believe she should be in prison, but I certainly didn't vote for Donald Trump because I don't trust him. But I think Donald Trump was on the right track and he missed a golden opportunity. There is a conspiracy that is being protected by the so-called deep state. It's the bureaucracy. They want to say deep state. It's not deep. It's a corrupt state. And then they've taken one step further. It's not corrupt politicians. It's political criminals. That's what we're talking about. Now, what happened? And I'm really going to give you the shorthand version because I don't have time to give all the details. The Democratic Party had a problem in 2016. And the problem was Hillary Clinton was under investigation by the FBI in terms of mishandling of classified information. Also, she was under investigation for what the Clinton Foundation was doing in terms of pay for play, that the foundation would get massive contributions primarily from foreign donors. And before you know it, they were in the, this is when she was Secretary of State, they were requesting meetings through the foundation to the State Department, and who knows what they were asking for. Now, you need to understand, abroad, especially in some nations in the Middle East, bribery's okay. As a matter of fact, it's a way to do business. You got to factor it into the cost. We haven't heard anything about that at all. That sort of vanished. But Donald Trump has a political problem. His supporters, and you've heard it at rally after rally, are chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Well, I believe in justice and the rule of law. If, it's a big if here, she's ever brought to justice. Increasingly, I'm saying no. I think she'll die before she sees a courtroom on this. And I know many people are saying, well, there's rumors that she's going to run again. Well, she has some major health problems. And I think she wants to run. She wants to be president. That's the key thing. But this time she's going to have a lot of competition from the Democratic Party. And I'll probably get into this next week because the 2020 election is going on. But my frustration, increasingly, it is with President Trump. When is he going to take the gloves off and come out fighting? He has plenty of money and plenty of lawyers to give him advice as to how to do it. But you need to go after your political enemies that were trying, and they're still trying, to frame him. And you do it by going after the conspirators, the plotters. And that, first and foremost, is Hillary Clinton. But it was also Barack Obama and his administration. Now, fortunately, and I ran across a video that I think you should listen to, Judicial Watch is going after Hillary Clinton. Thank God. Because no one else seems to be doing it. The American people are demanding justice and do not believe anyone, no matter how high they are, should not, if they've committed crimes, be prosecuted, investigated, and prosecuted. Now, yes, you got to have the evidence. I understand that. So where's the investigation? I'm talking Hillary Clinton and high members of the Obama administration were in on a plot. It's not a conspiracy theory because there's evidence of it. And they lied to the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, misled them. They were spying on the American people, primarily those involved in the Trump campaign. That's the real Russian collusion. And it goes to the Democratic Party, it goes to the Obama administration, and yes, it goes to the Hillary Clinton campaign and corruption in the Department of Justice and in the FBI. I know many of them have been fired or forced to resign or retired. They saw the writing on the wall. But you see, if you or I did this, we'd be prosecuted, not given a pension. When is President Trump going to take the reins of power and go after his political enemies that were committing crimes against him? You're not supposed to use government property, and that's what they were doing, against your political opponents. They cooked up this fabricated story that he was colluding with the Russians. And the details take about 30 minutes. That's why I say I can't give you the details. But that's what was happening. And I and people in Congress, Republicans, not Democrats, but in the Senate, in the House, have been saying, appoint a second counsel and go after him. There's plenty of crimes. Now, I know you got to be aware that there was a statute of limitation that ran out in February of this year regarding her activities when she was Secretary of State. I don't think she's totally clear of that, by the way. But I'm not an attorney, and I don't have time to try to figure that out. But what I'm talking about are crimes that were committed in 2016. Oh, yeah, there were phone calls made from the White House to not only her, the Attorney General. Messages were delivered. And you see, and we have seen over the last roughly going on 2 years what was happening. Because none of them believe that Donald Trump was ever going to be elected president. And that was their biggest mistake, because they got sloppy. And they thought, no matter what happens, no matter what we do, Hillary Clinton gets elected and we get promoted for helping her out. The first big problem, and James Comey did it, even though many Democrats don't like James Comey, that's the irony here, he got Hillary Clinton off. What he should have done was kept his mouth shut, but he didn't. Now, if he kept his mouth shut, then what would have happened? The Attorney General would have had to let Hillary Clinton off. Actually, James Comey did a big favor to Hillary Clinton. Now, she didn't like it because he exposed a lot of what she was doing. He had to do it because there are people in the FBI that knows the evidence they have. And they also know that she was guilty as hell. And this nonsense, and no prosecutor would ever prosecute her, nonsense. There are plenty of prosecutors that would have prosecuted her and found her guilty in court. In many cases, it's open and shut. You either did or didn't mishandle classified information. You either did or did not destroy evidence that was requested by Congress. But my frustration is Trump has done, in terms of what's publicly available, nothing to go after his political enemies. Now, yes, I understand partially why, because you have people in the Justice Department and the FBI, especially in the management levels and higher, that don't want this to happen. Because they got their jobs or got their promotions either when Clinton was president or when Obama was president. And they were counting on Hillary Clinton being elected. And she wasn't. And that ruined a lot of career plans. And none of them thought Donald Trump had a prayer. There were a few people, including me, but a few people that said, I think he can win. I think it's going to be close. I always said that. I don't think it's going to be a landslide. But he did win. When is he going after his political enemies? And the reason he needs to do this is not only that his supporters are expecting this. This is a campaign promise that he has not kept. Now, let me play just briefly. Remember this from the debate between Trump and Hillary Clinton? Listen.
And I'll tell you what. I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it. And I hate to say it. But if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this, where emails and you get a subpoena. You get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done.
I would say 1% of what you did. That is true. That is definitely true. Some of the people that were got involved was, you know, in the Mueller investigation, if you lie to the FBI, you're a fool. If you talk to the FBI, you're a fool, especially without legal counsel. But a couple of people, the only crime that they really committed was supposedly lying to the FBI. If you didn't lie to the FBI, you shouldn't agree, and there's some, I'm touching on something that I don't have time to develop, but this Mueller investigation has become somewhat of a travesty. Now, yes, they went after some Russians that are in Russia that will never see a U.S. courtroom. Okay, I agree that Russia and other countries, communist China being one, interfere with our elections and try to influence them. That goes on all the time. And the United States government does the same thing with the CIA and other government agencies. But that does not mean, first of all, that the Russians were able, but there are Americans that actually think this, to change the results at balloting places. That's how ignorant some people are. And what the Russians did, I don't think had next to nothing in getting Donald Trump elected. I think the majority of people think the same thing. And there has been not one, there's no evidence. Because believe me, if they had the evidence, you would hear it over and over and over again on every major television network, newspaper, and even radio. And there hasn't been any. But that investigation was the attempt by the establishment, both Democrats and Republicans, to go after Trump. And it needs to be wrapped up. It definitely needs to be wrapped up. And maybe, and I'm giving the benefit of the doubt here, that's what President Trump is waiting for. They've wasted over, it's approaching $40 million. Think about that. And what do they have to show for it? Not much. I'm not saying nothing, but not much. You see, the Obama administration first had to get Hillary Clinton on the ballot. Now, there's no necessarily love between the Obamas and the Clintons. But Obama, especially the beginning of the year, 2016, said, listen, Hillary Clinton will be the candidate. We need to get behind her, but she has a problem. And, oh, yes, she has a big problem. Two FBI investigations. Obama had a problem, though. He was communicating with her, although he denied it at first. He lied to the public that the first time he knew that Hillary Clinton had a private email server and was conducting State Department business on it is when he learned it in the press when he was emailing her and receiving from the same email server. So Obama got behind Hillary Clinton, and the fix was in, and James Comey was a fixer. And I'm glad Trump fired him. His mistake, he should have fired him on the first day. And what is the opposition? Oh, he's obstructing justice. Excuse me, he's president of the United States, and he can fire anyone that's working for him. The only exception would be civil service status. But what I'm trying to say is the management, the head of the FBI, any cabinet position, even deputies, he can fire. He's in charge of the executive branch, and he doesn't have to give a reason. Now, I think there are many valid reasons here, but it's more than firing people. It's prosecuting them when they misuse the government. In this case, they misused the government, its resources, misled the court against Trump. So phase one was get Hillary exonerated, close down the FBI investigations of Hillary. And that's exactly what happened. And then using the government to spy on Trump and his campaign, they developed a false narrative, a lie. A narrative is a story. But in this case, it's a lie that Trump was colluding with the Russians. And to do that, they paid someone to create a dossier to give the appearance that it was intelligence when all it was Russian disinformation and rumor packaged together to give the impression, and that's all it is, that Trump was colluding with the Russians when he wasn't. And it was paid for by Hillary Clinton. All you need to know is that. And the guise was initially it was opposition research. No, it was a hit job. It was a frame job. And that's what they were doing. And many people have said this. Where's the crime? Who was involved in this? Who knew of it? And how did they use that dossier? That's when it becomes a crime. They used the dossier as the justification to get the FISA warrant, to spy on a low-level volunteer of the Trump campaign. That was really innocent of anything, but that was the way to have a pretext to spy on not only Trump, but his immediate reports or people high in the campaign. And that's what they did. Oh, it's dirty. It's real dirty. And they're trying to smear him. It's a political smear job. And when you have big lie media supporting you, and they were in on it. And today, most Americans don't know if you told them what I'm telling you, I don't know. You see, big lie media doesn't cover it, doesn't connect the dots. They pick sides. Oh, yes, they pick sides. I had the opportunity to look at some videos of all the people that were laughing, joking, could not take Trump seriously, that he was running for president, had even a snowball chance in hell of even getting the nomination, and once he did, getting elected. And you need to understand that, because that was the situation in 2016. And because of that, many people were sloppy. They forget that there are records, especially if you work for the government, on servers, and they're still there, and they're backup copies. But you need to go out and build the case. And it's not happening because of the leadership in the Justice Department and the FBI. That's why I say neither the FBI nor the Department of Justice can investigate themselves. You better believe they can't investigate themselves, because some of them, not all of them, and not the rank and file, although I'm sure there are several that were involved. When is President Trump going to come out fighting? Oh, he talks a good game. You know, they hit me, I hit back. They hit me, I hit back. Well, Mr. Trump, when are you going to start hitting back? And I mean landing blows, not just swinging. And that means you're waiting for the Mueller investigation. He might be going on for another 2 years. Have you thought of that for a minute? And the reason it's important, if your political enemies do this and get away with it, they'll do it again and again and again. In other words, they're committing crimes. They know they're committing crimes. They don't want to be caught, for sure. And that means it goes right up to President Obama. He was in on it just as much as Comey was in on it, as Loretta Lynch was in on it, Hillary Clinton was in on it, and their support staff. There are several dozen people that have serious legal exposure if there's ever a special counsel appointed, investigates this, and then works his way up, and you're going to have witnesses flip. Well, none of that ever gets started. Hillary Clinton gets away with it. Loretta Lynch gets away with it. The President of the United States gets away with it. The head of the Central Intelligence Agency gets away with it, and on and on and on. When, Mr. President, are you going to start really fighting? That's what I'm asking. I am tired. And I want to say this. I applaud the efforts of Judicial Watch and Tom Fitton, because they're the ones investigating and taking this to court using the Freedom of Information Act, but other things. It needs to be done. But the American people are asking, when are people that have committed serious felony going to be investigated and prosecuted in the prior administration? Now, many will say, that's not done. You don't want to go after the previous administration because they could come after you. Well, Mr. President, I think you already know that. They came after you. And that's why I said, if day one, you were aggressive on this, maybe some of these people would be under indictment. That ultimately what needs to happen. You need a special counsel. He investigates, and this takes time, folks. And some of this evidence is getting stale. And then you got to prosecute. You got to go to the grand jury, get the indictment, then prosecute. And we're talking probably the greatest political scandal in United States history. And big lie media simply not covering it. I understand why they're not covering it. They thought Hillary Clinton should win. And we're shocked that she didn't. But there is a short video. No, short. It's half an hour. It's on outrageous that the DOJ and the State Department continue to protect Hillary Clinton. Oh, it's outrageous. But are you surprised? That's what's going on here. And a number of people are starting to ask in talk radio, well, Mr. Trump, when are you going to do something about this? You know, complaining about it, so what? I can complain all day. I've been complaining for several years now. But I'm not president of the United States. If I were, I would have made the phone call. And if Jeff Sessions, the more and more I think about it and what happened, he was the wrong person. You need a fighter. You need someone that's intimately familiar, first of all, with the Department of Justice, how it's run, where the bodies are buried. And there are people that would help him. And he knows several of them, but nothing seems to happen. Oh, yes, I know he has a temporary acting attorney general. And maybe he's willing, but he's not the heavyweight. You need someone that's a fighter, but that's a heavyweight, that knows how the game is played. And there's several people out there. And I think he's talking to several of them. But the question is when? What are you waiting for? I thought it's whenever the Mueller investigation is going to be over. But the more I thought about it, I said, is it in the interest of Mueller to get it over? I think he maybe wants to get it over, but he's still burning money and has a staff burning money. So when, Mr. President, when will you go on the offense? When will you have an attorney general in place that will bring what I call the Clinton-Obama-Democrat criminal conspiracy to justice? Investigate them, prosecute the guilty. That's what should happen. Your own base has been yelling that it should happen, but it's not happened. It's a campaign promise that Donald Trump has not delivered, and it could, by not taking it to his political enemies, they will take it to him. They smell weakness, and it is weakness. And I can understand wanting to be a nice guy, but how's the line go? Nice guys finish last. And this is a big political problem for Donald Trump. You know, he has several other bigger ones in the immigration area, because the people are also starting to ask, where's the wall? Where's the wall? He better get the funding, and he better get it before the Democrats control the House. So time is running out, Mr. President. You have, what, less than 40 days to get the money? And I mean all the money. And there he has another problem. There are many Republicans that don't want him to have the money. Now, maybe they'll change their mind, but I don't think so. Because it's the Washington establishment, what I call the political elitist establishment, that are trying to, in any way, undermine Donald Trump. They don't want him to get a second term. They want to defeat him. And that's obviously Democrats, but it's also obviously many in the Republican leadership. So no more Mr. Nice Guy. You need to start pounding the table and putting pressure, and you don't have much time. You need the money for the wall, and you're really going to have to bang heads to get that, and I don't think you will. I know the caravan, what I call the illegal alien invasion, continues, and it'll get worse, and Trump can make it an issue, and we'll make it an issue. You see, the Democratic Party wants open borders. Because of that, they will not give Trump a dime. So there's zero help from the Democratic Party, but there's also the problem that I would say more than half of the Republican Party doesn't want the wall either, because they're bought and paid politicians, and the people that buy them don't want the wall. They want cheap labor. What the business interests, the owners of this country, want is cheap labor. And what they want, they usually get. So I'm not saying what Mr. Trump needs to do is easy. Far from it. It's difficult. But in less than 2 years, there's an election. And why President Trump can blame it on the Democrats, and maybe even blame it on some Republicans, people are asking, I'm asking, where's the wall? I don't see it, Mr. President. You promised to build a wall, point one, and point two, deport and remove all the illegal aliens that are here. It hasn't happened. The wall has not happened, and you have not significantly deported the illegal aliens. You have 30 to 60 million. I'm not saying all at once, but at least several million a year. At least several million. So two huge campaign promises, and you haven't delivered on them. Now, on one, you can blame Congress not giving you money, and that includes Democrats and Republicans. I understand. You need to make that case, and that's probably the only case that maybe will save you. But you see, the American people's patience is running out. I think it's run out. The only reason Trump is president, he picked the right issue, and that's the illegal alien invasion. To a secondary extent, also running against NAFTA. But what they remember is you were going to build the big, beautiful wall with the door in it, and all the illegals that are here have to go home. And then if they want to come back, they have to apply and come here legally. That's what they remember. And most, if not all, the illegal aliens are still here, and a few miles not 2,000 miles of a new beautiful wall have been built. In other words, on the key issues that Donald Trump ran on, he hasn't delivered. He hasn't delivered. I know he has promises made, promises kept, and a lot of promises he has kept. But the big promise he has not. And in less than 2 years, there's an election. And if he doesn't start moving out, he's going to be a one-term president. I say that not knowing who will be the Democratic candidate. Oh, there are a lot of names mentioned. See, the Democrats have a problem, and he can still exploit this. And the problem is this. They have betrayed their own political base. For decades, the Democratic Party protected labor, organized labor, the workers, the average man. And they did it by making sure that the only people that can compete in labor markets, besides American citizens born here, had to come here legally. And that's generally what the American people accept. They accept legal immigration as long as it's limited. And although there's debate on the number, the American people believe in immigration as long as it's legal. In other words, you follow the procedures, you get in line, and you're going to wait and wait and wait. What the overwhelming majority of American people do not want is, and what we've seen now for 30 years, is the number of illegal aliens every year, although the number goes up and down, hundreds of thousands, millions, tens of millions over the last 30 years plus have come to the United States illegally. More than have come here legally. That might astound you. And the Democratic Party switched a little over 10 years ago. And now they became the party of open borders. Now, why did they did it? They made a calculation that if they got citizenship for all the illegal aliens that are here, it would give them control of the country. And most states, there are always going to be exceptions. And we could move towards a single party where that single party is the Democratic Party, because if 2 out of 3 of the illegal aliens ultimately become citizens, that's at least 20 million votes and maybe 40 million. Game, set, match. And they have not changed their strategy. So Donald Trump still has a viable issue, but the American people expect results. I mean results. Yes, Donald Trump will have an advantage if the economy is booming. Now, that's not a given. But if the economy is growing at 4, 5, 6% for the next 2 years, normally that alone would guarantee that Donald Trump would win. And it will be very important that that happen. What he has to watch out for is, where is he weak? And that's, he has not delivered on his promises regarding stopping the illegal alien invasion. And yes, it is an invasion. When that many people, people like to say, well, it's not a military invasion. They weren't wearing uniforms. Well, excuse me. There are different ways to use the word invasion. When you're talking that many relative to the U.S. population, which is roughly 330 million, that's a lot of people, depending on what the number is, 10 to 20%. Oh, yeah, it's over time. And what are we seeing right now on the border? The caravan. See, those were organized, planned by the left to try to embarrass the United States. And we'll see it continue. The caravan invasion continues. And over this weekend, it's going to get interesting, for sure, because they're now at the U.S.-Mexican border. And they're going to test that border to see if they can make that final step into the United States and get work. That's what they're about. And the leftists want that, applaud that. The American people don't. And to the extent that the Democratic Party is identified with that, it's going to reverberate against them. So demand the appointment of a second special counsel to investigate and prosecute those involved in that criminal conspiracy, misusing government personnel to investigate, spy on Donald Trump when there was no justification whatsoever, but a fabricated Russian disinformation campaign wrapped up as intelligence when it was nothing of the sort. And who was in on it? Hillary Clinton was in on it. Barack Obama was in on it. The Attorney General was in on it. The FBI director was in on it. And many, many other deputies. Firing them is letting them off. They should be investigated and prosecuted. And Mr. President, give the order. Have the attorney tell you how to do it. So you dot the I's, cross the T's, and you should have been getting this ball rolling the day after you took the oath. Maybe even the day you took the oath. You didn't. And now you paid the price. You no longer control the House. And what is the House going to do? They're doubling down. They're going to do it again. And because it worked. It worked. They think they can get away with their lies. Because they have big lie media on their side. You know it. I call it junk journalism. I don't call it fake news. It's propaganda. It's progressive propaganda. You must go on the offense. You must fight. They've already thrown many punches, and you haven't touched them. You don't even have an investigation going on. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Jeff Sessions, because I've heard reports that he appointed a former U.S. attorney in Utah, and he's investigating. He's impaneled grand juries. Well, if he has, what's happening? Now, what you need to understand, normally you don't find out until the indictments. So I can be patient if this is all happening and suddenly come next year, early next year, boom, we see in the papers that the plotters, and they were plotting and they were talking, that have been indicted. I apologize, but I don't think so. Deep down, even if he appointed him today, it's going to be 2 years. But you need to put them on the defense. You need to scare the hell out of them, and you're not. I think they're looking at you as a paper tiger. All talk, no walk. And like I said, the news was Trump is answering questions that Mueller has put forward. So, you see, I'm of the position, and I'm not alone here, that the Mueller investigation never should have been started. That's why I said I would have fired him day one. That investigation's mission was to dig up all the dirt, just like the Dorsey, dig up dirt that could be used in an impeachment proceeding. Their trouble was there was little or no dirt. The mistake they made, well, they won't admit it, is you're supposed to, if you're doing this, you're supposed to name appointing a special counsel the crime. They never did that. Now, they went back and tried to amend the instructions for what Mueller was supposed to do. In the essence was to get Trump. That's what he was supposed to do, and he's failed. He has failed. Up to now, he has failed, and I think is destined to fail. But if he keeps going on and on and on, and Mueller controls that until there's an attorney general that puts a stop to this. And ultimately, I think Rod Rosenstein's going to be, or Steinstein, whatever, is going to be fired. Should be. He was in on it. He signed one of those FISA warrants. He's conflicted. So between now and January, it should get very interesting. Will it? I have no idea, given the fact that we're 2 years or close to 2 years in. I'm just not seeing it. And to his credit, President Trump has more or less cooperated with the Mueller investigation. They've given him tons of documents. So when will Trump go on the offense? Or will he ever go on the offense? And yes, Mueller will get some, if not all, of the answers to the questions. But what's going to happen? I think nothing. And why I thought that Mueller should wrap it up, I think he's going to wait. He doesn't have the authority to write a report, but usually in this situation, they write a report to who? Usually the attorney general, this case, the deputy attorney general. Now, you have an acting attorney general. Well, the way I understand it, he is now the supervisor of Mueller. And I would be asking Mueller, well, when are you going to have it done? Otherwise, Mueller will continue to go on and on and on. It needs to be wrapped up, should be wrapped up. Quite frankly, I think it should have been wrapped up before the midterm, but it wasn't. The only reason I'm touching on this, I really do think that's what Trump is waiting for. The report is submitted, read, understood, probably leaked, almost undoubtedly going to be leaked. And at that point, when it's over, and I mean really over, disbanded, maybe 1 January, by then, Trump needs to go after the Clinton-Obama criminal conspiracy, Democrat conspiracy. because the Democratic Party was involved. They funded, remember, they funded that dossier. Now, if you're new to all this, you don't know what I'm talking about in terms of dossier, the Christopher Steele dossier, well, you're going to have to do your homework, because I've gone over this many times. It bores me. I can do nothing. Rush Limbaugh can do nothing. Sean Hannity can do nothing. And Sean Hannity, in my mind, has been the best on this. But the problem he has, Rush has, and I have, you can't go over this and again and again and again. It gets old. People want news. Well, the biggest political scandal in U.S. history, and the major networks and newspapers, for all practical purposes, are not touching it with a 10-foot pole. They want no part of it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they were in on it in the sense of enabling it by not connecting the dots. You cannot let any administration, Democrat or Republican, spy on the political opposition using the government. And that's exactly what they were doing. And they had no real justification for it except what they paid for to get the justification. That's how corrupt it is. And they let Hillary Clinton off. The fix was in. That was a corrupt, flawed investigation, because it was, if it were objectively handled, she would have been prosecuted. Would she have been found guilty? I think so, because I think they had the evidence. It's somewhat open and shut. You don't have to prove intent, no matter how many times Comey says it. And yes, there are plenty of prosecutors that would have done it. Listen to Joe DeGenova on this. And I'm pointing this out because if you go to my companion blog, prompt pops.wordpress.com, I give you under my photograph the most links to the most recent shows, 60 to 80 shows. But underneath that, you have many of the videos, articles, photographs, information I look at when preparing the show. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to hit two stories rather quickly. A U.S. district judge in the Ninth Circuit stopped Donald Trump's efforts. He issued a temporary restraining order, T-R-O. Donald Trump, as President of the United States, has the responsibility of protecting the American people, and the United States is being invaded by illegal aliens. Every single day, it goes on and on and on. But he, Donald Trump, the federal government has jurisdiction. He is responsible for this. And he's trying to stop it because what they're trying to do, most of them, I would say nearly all of them, they really want to get in the United States to improve their standard of living. They want jobs. And it's taking jobs away from the American people. But to do this, the game they're playing, and they've been coached, is they're refugees. They're fleeing persecution. Most of them are male. Yes, there's some children and women. And when you ask them why you're coming here, yeah, I want to get a good job. I want to improve my standard of living. Oh, yeah, by the way, people are persecuting me. Where are your kids? Oh, they're at home. Where's home? Honduras, Guatemala, wherever. I'm giving you this because what happens? What's happened in the past administrations? They're let go, and they never show up to court. And the ones that do, more than 80%, close to 90%, are never giving refugee status. And then they're kicked out of the country, or at least should be. Most of them, though, never show up at court. It's just a way to get in. And that's what's going on, and the American people want to stop. That's why Trump is president. He needs to stop it. And I think he will stop it. Whether he build a wall, that remains open. Because without any funding, no wall will ever be built. And it's not just the wall. You need people to patrol the wall. You need surveillance cameras. You need a road so you can get quickly to if they're trying to break in. Yet we have a lower court slowing this down. Invariably, they go to the very liberal Ninth Circuit. And they do it again and again and again. I know the frustration of Trump. The judiciary judges are not tasked with running this country and protecting the American people. The president of the United States is. And I know he has a lot of lawyers and he's impatient. He should be impatient. You don't wait till a Pearl Harbor happens. But this has been going on for 30 years. We finally have a president that's at least trying to truly enforce the law, yet lawyers and courts are getting in the way. This shouldn't happen. This should not stand. But Trump has enough attorneys that ultimately he's going to win. See, that's what's frustrating. Trump is in the right. Ultimately, he will win in court. And this is obstructionism. And they should know better. But that's what they're about. Anyway, stopping, slowing down, delaying the legitimate efforts of the president to protect the American people against a true invasion. Because it's not only a jobs issue, it's a crime issue, it's a drug issue, and yes, it's a national security issue. What I'm talking about is the illegal alien invasion of the United States. It's going on as I speak. It happens every single day. Thousands are getting in, breaking into the United States. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. It ebb and flows. And what we're seeing now is something somewhat different, an organized effort to try to embarrass Trump. And they're putting people's lives in danger. It needs to be stopped. And I can understand Trump's impatience with this judge. But that's just part of the job. And Justice Roberts gets it wrong again. Activist justice, another mistake. His big mistake was, I'm not even going to get in there. It was saying Obamacare was okay. Yeah. Whew. Spare me. The key is the American people depend on who? President Trump to enforce the law. And that's what we're talking about. Enforcing the law. Not only with the Clinton-Obama Democratic criminal conspiracy, but also enforce the law in terms of immigration law. That's what they're looking for. Just got the signal I got to close it down. I was going to get into, we do have a new national security policy. It's called principal realism. And since I don't have enough time, what I will refer you to is there's an excellent, outstanding video of Victor Davis Hanson. And I was going to discuss what he says, but like I said, I'm out of time, literally out of time. So go there and listen to him, because he's explaining the change in U.S. foreign policy. And ladies and gentlemen, it's way overdue. We have a realist, finally, in the White House, and he's cutting through the elite's BS. You need to put the American people first. You need to put the United States first, like every other nation does. And finally, we have a president that says it out loud so you can't misunderstand, and it's affecting our foreign policy. Finally. Thank you for listening, and now, America the Beautiful.
My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With the voice of Richland College.
You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.